जय राधमाधव कुंज बिहारे,
द फॉलोइंग इज अ क्लास बाय हिज होलीनेस गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी महाराज ऑन द टॉपिक Srila Prabhupada's struggle for preaching and current guru position on the occasion of Golden Jubilee Jaladuti Yatra delivered on 3rd of August 2015 in Washington, D.C.
Gopi Jana Bala Bha Yuvara Dhani भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्ण। चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैड प्रेडिक्टेड So the holy name will be chanted in every town and village of the world. The acharyas, their main concern always is to please the Supreme Lord and to do what the Lord wants them to do. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted, that the holy name will be chanted every town and village of the world. Thakur Bhaktivinoda also endeavored to spread Krishna consciousness. He wrote a book on the life of Lord Chaitanya and he sent to universities around the world in 1896. Bhakti Siddhanta Ji sent some sannyasi to the West who came back without much success. But he had full faith. Many acharyas were thinking, many sannyasis, oh, Lord Chaitanya predicted it, but it won't come true. But Bhakti Siddhanta Ji knew that it will come true. And Prabhupada knew it will come true, because this was the Lord's desire. So Prabhupada took his spiritual master's instruction to heart. It took him a long time to fulfill the order. But he was meditating constantly, how can I execute this order? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, just like we can't separate the body from the soul, the disciple can't separate the line from the order of the Guru. And with great difficulty, Prabhupada managed to get a passport, an invitation, and a visa. He got a visa for 3 months, that's all. And he got a round trip ticket on a cargo ship. Prabhupada was always determined. He has faith that Krishna's predictions will come true. And he endeavored hard. We read how he endeavored, how he translated the Bhagavata, how he translated his books. For what? For the benefit of humanity. And what Prabhupada has done, nobody has done in history. He presented the pure teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as it is, without any adulteration. He did not dilute the teachings, even though he did not get much success in India. He did not think, oh, I should dilute it to get followers. When he was told in New York by his swamis, nobody is going to follow this message, you should change your preaching strategy, Prabhupada refused to budge. So Prabhupada was a pure devotee who appeared on the planet to fulfill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction. And it was Prabhupada's great desire that he spread Krishna consciousness. The desire of the acharya is to see that everybody becomes fortunate. So Prabhupada labored hard. He established Krishna consciousness first in America. The first temple that is going to open was in New York. Second in San Francisco. Third in Montreal, Canada. And after establishing the movement in North America, Prabhupada sent his disciples to England. He was specially interested in going to England because Bhakti Siddhanta ji had sent some sannyasis who came back without much success. And India was for a long time a British colony. Three Grihastha couples were sent by Prabhupada to England, and they did a very good job. At that time, the Beatles were on top of the world. They were the number one pop group. And Mukundas, Shamsund, and Gurudas, along with their wives, went to England. And within a short time, they attracted the Beatles, and especially George Harrison. And the Beatles had a label called Apple, like your Apple computers. Their label was Apple, and the Apple computers probably got it from them. And under the Apple label, a Hare Krishna record was produced, and that record went on top of the hit parades all over Europe. And the devotees cultivated the late George Harrison so nicely that he donated the Bhaktivedanta Manor to ISKCON. Their property was billions of pounds. He donated it for £1. Okay, because he was very inspired by Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada had translated the Krishna book. The Krishna book was originally published silver color brick size. And George Harrison paid for the printing of the book. And at the same time, Prabhupada started his preaching in India. Prabhupada said, my spiritual master told me to preach in the West. I also want to preach in India. And Prabhupada came to India with his 100 disciples. Big pandals were held in Bombay, Delhi, Madras, and other cities. Up to 30,000 people would come to these funnels. And after starting the movement in India, he then concentrated on the Soviet Union, on countries that were communist at that time. So slowly, slowly Prabhupada planted the seeds of Krishna consciousness everywhere. And by Prabhupada's mercy, the seed has continued to fructify. When Prabhupada left the planet, there were about 140 temples. Now there are more than 500 temples around the world. And literally there are thousands of people. Yesterday in the Indian Times of India, there was a news item. The Loknath Swami and Kavichandra Maharaj were in China doing kirtan. And 200 Chinese people were dancing with them. And that was in the papers in India. So Krishna consciousness is for everyone. This is not a sectarian philosophy, only for Hindus or Indians. This is for entire humanity. Chant Hare Krishna, read Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, associate with devotees, serve the deities with faith and reverence. These are very simple activities. So all of you who have taken to Krishna consciousness should be very serious about spiritual advancement. Our goal is not just to be a devotee, but to be a good devotee. A good devotee means he chants his nouns nicely, he reads the Prabhupada's books regularly. The more we read, the sharper our intelligence will be, and he associates with devotees. So please take the Krishna consciousness very seriously. You are very fortunate. And then he got connected to Prabhupada's movement. The movement is pure, the philosophy is pure. So follow this process seriously and perfect your life. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any questions?
is reading the books is as good as listening to the Prabhupada's lectures on the cassettes?
Both. Listen to lectures and read the books. Reading is also important. I was in Milwaukee, and there was one couple from there who got initiated in Detroit. And I was so impressed. I went to his house, he had Nectar of Devotion. And the Nectar of Devotion, he had about 200 flags inside. I asked him, what are these flags for? He said, these are the important points I found in that period. He's read. He's a businessman. Yeah, he's read all of Prabhupada's books 4 times. And every time he reads, he flags. He puts a flag inside. I think he's a Patel also.
No, he's not Patel. He's
not. Sure?
He's Sony.
He's Sony. We'll make him Patel.
When he reads Prabhupada's books, he's a businessman. Any more questions?
Maharaj, you know, there's been, obviously it's the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada, and I know there's been a few articles and papers about the preeminent position of Srila Prabhupada in ISKCON. But how is this information being relayed to the third generation? Obviously, you know, we know that there is something happening, but to the third generation, how is the preeminent position of Srila Prabhupada as the divine?
Well, all the leaders are preaching that. The GBC resolutions are read out to everyone in the movement. The GBC resolutions are online. All the leaders are preaching. Every leader in this country is preaching about the preeminent position of Prabhupada. Nobody's trying to compete with Prabhupada. Everyone knows that if you follow Prabhupada, you won't go wrong. The spiritual master just repeats the instructions of the previous acharya. He doesn't concoct or create anything new. So everything we say is 100% based on Prabhupada's teachings. We don't concoct anything. Prabhupada will become more glorious if his followers follow his instructions and preach.
The disciples of Srila Prabhupada who's acting on behalf of him as gurus. So, who takes the disciple, go back to Godhead? Guru or Srila Prabhupada?
Shastra says the guru, but that's what the scriptures say. Guru takes, and the guru is genuine. If the guru is following the Prabhupada, then he's genuine. But suppose if the guru falls down, and then the disciple fully takes shelter of Prabhupada. Everyone takes shelter of Prabhupada in the moment. But at the same time, the guru is also there. We're not rithviks. And the guru is given respect as long as he presents the philosophy of the Prabhupada.
So one can say both?
Yeah. In the ISKCON institution, there are several people giving you instructions. There's a guru, there are the senior sannyasis, there are sadhus. They're all helping the candidate make spiritual progress. It's not like the olden day where there was one ashram and there was a guru with his disciples. This kind is a multi-guru society in which several leaders are preaching Prabhupada's message. And we should be respectful to everyone.
So if the Guru Maharaj, if the person is getting diksha from one guru, but he's getting siksha from the other guru, so we'll be responsible to take him back to God. And diksha or siksha guru?
The diksha guru is also the siksha guru.
But if he's not near to him, he's traveling everywhere.
He doesn't have to be near. You just follow the instructions. That's all. It's not that the diksha guru gives a new instruction every day. The instructions that were given were first given 5,000 years ago by Krishna.
So let's say Guru Maharaj, after some point when he is developing a raja mood and someone saw the devotee, he is guiding in that raja mood, then he will be getting diksha.
Yes, okay, whatever diksha others give should be in accordance with what the diksha guru also has given. We don't have to, sometimes we go into the fallacy, we go into the Gopi Bhav, raja mood, and then people go to Radha Kund, saying it's going to be too primitive, he wants them advanced rasa. The way the Prabhupada talked about the Braja mood, everything the Prabhupada talked about is there in the books. But just out of that mood, it's not that somebody said, well, I'm in a Braja mood, I'm not like all of you. I'm more advanced.
But if someone is guiding him on that way, apart from his Guru Maharaj, then he is responsible to take him to back to God, or he is serving him?
The scriptures say, the Guru Maharaj can only say that. I don't want to speculate. Yeah.
Maharaj, I presume that the Siksha Guru for everyone in ISKCON is Srila Prabhupada.
He is the preeminent Siksha Guru. In other words, I said, whatever the instruction that Guru gives is based on what Prabhupada has given. It's not that we have started inventing new principles. We have no right to deviate from anything but Prabhupada, the founder of Acharya, the preeminent Siksha Guru. And there's no dispute. Nobody's contesting it. The GVC has framed laws in such a way that Prabhupada's position becomes more prominent day by day. Yes.
So because since Prabhupada left and there are so many gurus and then sannyasis and then there's third generations now, and there's always some sort of competitions or some sort of not cooperations between among this second or third generations. At the same time, even in one guru's disciple, there's not cooperations. How can we increase the more cooperation?
Prabhupada said, your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate. In the name of Prabhupada. So we should cooperate, Prabhupada said, at the GVC body, and the GVC body, then the individual GVCs, and then the temple presidents. So we should cooperate with the system. But we should not think that if I don't get my way, we say, oh, no one's cooperating. We have to see at every issue all sides. But the mood overall is to cooperate. Otherwise this kind of would have collapsed long ago.
But then on the name of cooperations, sometimes they're compromising the principles or...
If it is, then someone can respectfully bring that to the notice of the superiors. Yes, we just take one or two more questions.
Guru Maharaj, you said that Prabhupada said how we cooperate shows our love to him.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing true for us to you too?
It's for us. It's for him. this is Prabhupada's movement, not our movement. So we do everything. The Guru's desire is to serve, inspire the disciples to serve Prabhupada's movement. So it's, as Vaishnavas, we should all cooperate with each other. But cooperation is a two-way street. Sometimes people say, think, my way or the highway. Cooperation has to be on my terms. We have to hear the other side of the story also.
Maharaj, we have so much help available here, but sometimes I see it with myself that one after another anarthas keep coming on, like not in a gross way, but mostly in subtle ways. And how do I overcome? Like, it sometimes it becomes discouraging. Like, all...
Why the anarthas? Why should it be discouraging? Rather, you have the solution to fight the anarthas. The solution is chanting the Krishna consciousness. Anarthas can only develop if you don't take the medicine. If you take the medicine, it is guaranteed to work. You follow? We all know we have anarthas. We all know the moment we become inattentive in devotional service, the anarthas will manifest more.
Yes, Maharaj.
So we have to be careful. Well, you can go. Yes,
how we can balance service and
sadhana? Both are important, sadhana and service. Sadhana means you get up at the right time. You chant, read, that's important. And service is also important. Especially when the household doesn't live at home, you should also be keen to do some service. As I've often said, we should not be like the Hindus who come to the temple. We come up for his way. Each of us should be thinking, what am I doing? In the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, you have seventh canto? You get seventh canto?
Yes.
I'll read something very interesting. I'll wait till the book comes. Yes, Gurudev.
Guru Maharaj, many devotees taking initiation after 2-3 years following, then again stopping on their own
celebration. Well, I always try and bewilder us. This is nothing new. This is going on since time immemorial. Maya will always try and bewilder us. Maya will always try and trick us. We should be careful. Just like when you're driving a car in the winter season on a slippery road, how do you drive? Carefully, no? You don't go, you'll fall. So, we have to be careful. We know, this is a chapter called Idle Family Life. Okay? All of you should read this. I want to read from the Bhagavatam.
What's the verse number?
It's Canto 7, Chapter 14, Text 1. Chapter is called Idle Family Life. Maharaja Yudhishthira inquired from Narada Muni, O my Lord, O great sage, kindly explain, for we who are staying at home, without knowledge of the goal of life, may also easily attain liberation, according to the instruction of the Vedas. See, Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying, please explain how those of us who stay at home can achieve the goal of life based on the Vedas. Very logical question, isn't it? I will. So we want to hear Narada Muni's reply.
Yes,
so the words are so powerful, I'm scared to read them. For you. Narada Muni replied, my dear king, those who stay at home as householders must act to earn their livelihood, and instead of trying to enjoy the results of the work themselves, they should offer these results to Krishna, Vasudeva. How to satisfy Vasudeva? in this life can be perfectly understood through the association of great devotees of the Lord. So what did Narada Muni say? My dear King, do you stay at home as householders? All of you are householders?
Yes.
Or brahmachari? Okay. Must act on their livelihood. So you have to do some job to earn your money. Narada Muni is not saying, if you're a Hare Krishna householder, you have your family and shave your head. Narada Muni is saying, you have to earn your livelihood. But don't enjoy the result yourself. Don't think you're earning $100,000, all the money I should spend. This is what Narada Muni is saying, not me. They should offer their results to Krishna. If you offer the results to Krishna, then you become free of karma. Then the question is, how to offer to Krishna? How to satisfy Vasudeva in this life can be perfectly understood through the association of great devotees of the Lord. So when you associate with devotees, gurus, they'll tell you how you can offer your results to Krishna. So Narada Muni is not saying don't work. He's not saying don't earn money. He's saying offer it to the Lord. Obviously, this doesn't mean you have to offer 100%. No one is saying that. But offer it, not just for namesake, but in reality. Want to hear the next verse?
Yes.
Some of these verses are so strong. If you read them, you'll run away. A grihastha must associate again and again with saintly persons. So in other words, he's saying, associate again and again with saintly persons. And with great respect, he must hear the nectar of the activities of the Lord and his incarnations. Just like they're described in the Bhagavatam. Then he'll become detached. So if you want detachment, you hear this again. So you should read this Idle Family Life chapter in the 7th canto. And that will tell you how you should lead a higher life. Okay, I'm going to stop.
Okay.
Your last question.
Guru Maharaj, it's not a question, it's a request.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I think disciples, we should pray to Lord Narasimha for your health, and you have been blessing us for the last 3 decades, and hope and pray that you can continue for a long period. So can we do it for 5 minutes? Maybe Jindadhar Maharaj can lead the Narasimha prayer.
It's okay.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit gkgoswami.com.